The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. I have some other guests on my show today. This is Luann's Classroom, and today, instead of me interviewing, her classroom today is going to be interviewing me today.
Okay. Let me just step in here a second. Luann Newlove is the instructor for the Project Search program here in Grand Rapids, and we have two locations, and she right now is with her students at DeVos Vaxation Center doing whatever job they can do to gain experience. And Luann and I talked and decided it would be really good for both Joe and his class if they had an understanding of what interviewing on television and being on a podcast and recording is all about. So here we go. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Good.
All right. Your first question is from Jake, right? He's going to go ahead and ask.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jake. What skills do you have that helped you to get your job?
All right. Good question, Jake. I learned how to advocate for myself. And learning to have communication skills and learning to start a conversation and also learning to use my voice.
My name is Nick, and my question for you is how did you handle the stigma of people saying you won't be able to have the job you have? Like, how did you handle that criticism?
Good question, Nick. I handled it by advocating for myself and learning that when people say no, I'll move on to the next person and they might just say yes.
The thing about the community understanding our students is getting out there. The most important thing you can do is get out there and let them see your personality, let them see how much you enjoy the work you're doing. And even if you don't really enjoy it, that you're willing to learn so that you can move forward in whatever it is you want to do with your life. And the thing about Joe is, he really didn't want to get a job. He wanted to use his voice, which is his talent. So he had to create something for himself. And that meant advocating on a big scale. So a lot of people said, nice, but no. And he had to keep moving on. So don't give up. And own who you are and be proud of what you've accomplished. And don't give up. I keep saying it. Don't give up. Right, Joe?
That's right.
All right. Moving on.
Hello. I'm Kimberly. What type of skills do you need to work at a radio station?
That's a good question, Kim. But I want to correct you on that. This is a podcast. To get the job. Let me fix it.
Okay. So while he's talking to recorder Ron, which is the instrument you see him, the tool he uses, it's how he puts his questions to his guests.
Oh, there we go. I fixed it.
So now he's looking for the answer that we have for your question. So here he goes.
All right, here we go. So like I said, this is a podcast. So the skills that I needed were to advocate for myself and be able to have a conversation and listen to my guest, and also to be clean. Yeah, be clean and presentable. That's a good question, Kim.
You see how he used his recorder there, Kim?
That's how I use my recorder, Ron.
Cool. Yeah.
It's a handheld recorder.
Tell her the story of how we decided to name Ron.
Gene, who is one of the producers of my show, called. I think he called us, and he was giving me some points about what to do on my show and what I can do to better, to make it better and expand it, like have it more better. And he said that I could give my recorder a name, so I came up with the name Ron.
And so we introduced Ron, and Ron is a part of the show now, right?
That's right. He's my new co-host, too.
Right. It's just that Ron sits in his hand rather than here, right?
That's right.
Okay. Nice question, Kim. Good luck.
I am Gregory. My question is, what is your favorite part of doing your job?
Ooh. I love this question. My favorite part about doing my podcast, it is interviewing my guest and getting to meet new people and connecting all abilities.
Hello, my name is Jordan. My question is, tell us about your interview for your current job.
Well, Jordan, I went and advocated for my podcast with Beyond 26, and they connected me with someone named Will, and I started my first podcast with WKTV.
So, you're going to be, what is the word that is the constant theme through everything that he is answering you? It's advocating for yourself, correct? Yes, Mindy. Okay. That's what you have to do. You have to open up your mouths, and you have to be clear about what it is you want and why you want it. And when people say, well, maybe you ought to think, you go, okay, I will think about it, but I really want to do this. How can I get help to do what I want to do? What is important to me? What will make me feel empowered to pursue my life? And Joe doesn't necessarily need to make money right now. So he had the freedom to decide to explore his voice and start to use his voice. And he's done a couple of radio
advertisements.
And he's hoping to get some training to do voiceovers. And that all came from him advocating for himself. So the one thing that you really, really, really need to understand, whether you have a disability or not, you have to stand up and say, I deserve to do this, and I will do everything I need to do to learn how to do this. And also, I'm not going to let anyone stop me. How does that sound? A little scary?
Yeah,
it's a little scary.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, how did you get over being scared of doing self-advocacy?
I got over it. Well, I got over being scared by, telling myself that I need to advocate for myself.
So what was the first one that you had? where we went to Wyoming City Hall to advocate for what?
We had to advocate for the trees that were hitting me in the face. And not only that, but we also had to advocate for that bump that I would almost trip over every time I would go and walk the cul-de-sac.
Okay, so learning to advocate for yourself doesn't necessarily mean on the big things like getting a job. We started with the small things like trees branches snapping in his face and he's walking with his hand over his face with his cane. So we talked about how he would go in and ask for that to be changed. And he didn't go in salty, did you, Joe?
Well, no, I didn't want to go in salty. I just wanted to do it the nice way.
So learning to advocate for yourself doesn't mean you have to get nasty salty. But it does mean being clear. And in this case, it was those branches had to go.
Yep.
And so, that bump in the sidewalk
had to go too.
And the blind child area.
That had to go too.
That had to go too. And we replaced that with blind person.
Blind person. We replaced that.
So we started there before we ever, it was 4-5 years before we ever even got to the radio or the television station. We worked on all these other skills that he needed. You understand? Learn to advocate, you guys.
Tell them what we've been doing. You want to tell them? Okay, Nick, why don't, before Sage does her question, Nick will tell you what we've been doing.
We've been advocating pretty much for, 7 months, Luann, to try to get back into the hospital.
Oh,
all right. So you've been advocating to get back into the hospital?
How did they do that?
How did you guys do that?
Well, first, I think we all did our own little video testimonies to show the higher up that spectrum on why we should come back. And we've also we also sent letters to them. That was one of them. And I think we actually even came in on a tour and even talked to one of the people.
Several people, yeah.
How do you prepare for your work day on a podcast?
I didn't hear that. Did you hear it?
Can you say that again?
How do you prepare for a work day on the podcast?
How do you prepare? Oh.
Oh, all right. How do I prepare for my podcast?
Who are you talking to, Ron?
Well, I get my questions. I get my questions from Mindy, and I put them in my recorder, and I practice the questions over the weekend. And then comes Monday, the day of my podcast. I go over my questions with my guests, and then we start the show.
So Joe does do research. Because I'm his CLS worker, Joe does do research on the people that are going to be on his show. So before you guys were on the show, Luann sent over your questions, and then on Saturday, we went over each of the questions and tried to come up with an answer that would help you guys moving forward in your job, career, vocation choices. And then a lot of it is just winging it from his heart. Right, Joe?
That's right.
Well, I want to ask my question, which is kind of going to be directed at the interns, but they have to get back to their job really soon. And that would be, what advice, Joe, would you have for our interns as they begin their job search?
All right. I have three things to say. Number one, keep searching for the job that brings you joy, whether it pays or not. And then second, excuse me, even if the job you get isn't your favorite, keep doing your best and an opportunity may come up. And then three, be prepared to advocate for yourself at all levels and never give up. And I want and I want you guys to know that. Never give up.
Awesome.
Any other questions
from
you guys?
Thank you, Jill. Those are great different advice. Yeah, do you have any other questions? Get over here, guys, because I know they have to get to their job. Patients are waiting, right? So yep. Get over here. Everybody say, maybe I'll get out of the way. We're going to get down there. Can you tell them thank you?
Thank you.
Hey, you guys are very welcome.
I have a question. Is that Nick? Is that Nick over there?
Yep. Yeah, I'm 26 years old this
okay.
year.
Okay, who am I?
Information you haven't been given.
Do you remember me?
Maybe. I remember you.
Who am I?
Yeah, you and Kate Gabelcourt always call me.
What did we do?
Yeah, you guys.
Did we give you a hard time, dear?
Oh, no. It was never a hard time. You just like to pick on me.
Okay, good. I'm glad you remembered that way. Nice to see you again. I'm going to tell Kate I saw you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think we are having a graduation this year, so we'll have to let you know when that is. We just need to find out where.
I didn't hear that, Luann.
He said we are having a graduation. It's a walk-up. It won't be a drive-up, but he wanted to invite you.
Well, Luann will give me the information, and I will bring Joe.
All righty. I'm in.
He's in.
That sounds great.
Okay, they have to go back to work. You want to wave goodbye and say?
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you guys for coming on my show today and interviewing me.
They said welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
All
hey,
righty.
Luann. Do you have any more questions for us?
I had them as we were going along, but I'm trying to think what question I might have. Well, what about you, Joe? So what show is this? What number are you on?
Right. What?
I think 37.
37. Wow, 37 show. Wow.
Yeah.
So you've met a lot of people.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people, but you know what? Whenever I hit the 50 episode mark, I think I'm going to celebrate the 50th episode.
Well, how are you going to celebrate the 50th episode?
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but we'll plan it out. We'll figure some things out.
Depends if we are open back up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd like to celebrate with you if things are a little bit better.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we'll see each other in person.
I would like that. I would like that.
Same here.
All right, Joe, you want to wrap it up?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Stay with us.
I will.
All right.
All right.
Joe.
All right. Well, that wraps up today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. And if you love this episode, please don't forget to share and smash that like button, subscribe, and comment down below. And don't forget to leave a rating and a review. And you can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page. And you can find my show on Spotify, Anchor.fm, and Stitcher. And you can also find my show on Apple Podcasts now. And my show airs on WKTV channels 25 and AT&T 99. And my show airs from Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m.
Got a joke for today, Joe?
And this is my joke for, this is the joke of the day. Here we go. Here's the joke of the day. What happens if you microwave a frozen burrito instead of baking it? You dash to the bathroom in 30 minutes sooner.
Oh, all right.
That was a good one.
Thank you. All righty. Well, and until next, and well, I will see you all next week, Monday, and hasta la vista, and sayonara. adios. And until next time, peace.